Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Aleph of Masechtas Nazir. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Hekdesh Betos. A person who makes an erroneous Hekdesh, does the Hekdesh take effect or not? The discussion in the Mishnah's case of Omar Shor Shachar Sheyotze Mebeisi Rishon Hareyu Hekdesh Beyotze Lavan. A person who stated the black ox that is the first to leave my house shall become Hekdesh, but then a white ox emerged. The Gemara's initial understanding that the Shor Lavan becomes Hekdesh. Rav Papa's explanation that the first Shor Shachar becomes Hekdesh. Abaye's explanation that the Shor Lavan becomes Hekdesh if the Hekdesh was made in the afternoon after they already came out. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include Temura. There is an Issa of Temura to transfer Hekdesh from a carbon onto a behemoth chulin. If one did make a Temura, the Hekdesh is transferred. However, the original carbon also remains Hekdesh. Both animals are Hekdesh and he is punished with Malkus. Temur Betos. The Gemara Masechtas Temur Daf Yud Zayin states, Asa Shogeg Kemezid B'Temura. If one makes a Temur erroneously, the Hekdesh is still transferred and he is punished with Malkus because the Pasuk states, V'hayu hu smarasa yia kodesh, the word yia is superfluous and teaches that a Shogeg is considered as a Mezid. Birchan explains that Temur Betos would be in the case of Kesavar Lemer Shachar V'Amar Lavan. He intended to say the black cow shall be Temura, but instead he stated the white cow shall be Temura. The white cow then becomes Temura and he receives Malkus. Makdish Be'ayin Yafa. The question of whether Hekdesh is made Be'ayin Yafa, generously, or Be'ayin Ra, sparingly.